Well, I think number one, it's to not presume that we know what they are feeling or thinking. And even when they say something as simple as the fire department, we should find out, do you have a 24-hour career fire department like they do in La Crosse? Or do you have a hall that is dark and people respond, the volunteers respond when a fire call goes out? What do you do for ambulance? Do you have a great big hospital nearby with lots and lots of ambulances, or a career department where the fire and police all have ambulances? Or when you talk about emergency management and EMS, what is it for you? When you talk about school, what are your schools like? Well, in northern Wisconsin, we have many one building districts where it's everything pre-K all the way to 12 plus administration in one building. And I have many of those in my district. We go to other parts of the state and they could have it a dozen buildings, high schools, middle schools, elementary, and administration buildings. They could have a full-time nurse in every one. We have school districts that have a half-time nurse covering three buildings. So we've got to make sure that when we talk about, boy, things are rough in my school, or that we don't presume we know what their school is. And when we talk about things that we believe are everybody knows that, like why in the world wouldn't anybody know that? And then when we belittle those opinions, and I'm thinking in my case, when we say the big lie, there are a lot of people who were worried because the only news they got was that it was fearful that something might have gone wrong with the election. And so many people just come along and say, oh, how stupid you are. It's a big lie. And that's demeaning and that's not fair. And we have to say, what is it that you're concerned about? What is it about? What part of this? Now, if you believe that, do you believe Trump won? And if so, why do you believe that? What part of the election process concerns you? And don't just say it's a big lie and walk away from them like we're smarter than, or we know the truth. Because in a lot of cases, we don't know their truth, and we can't presume. We have many, many things that are in common. We love our kids. We want safe streets. I hope we all believe that people deserve equality and a fair chance at life. And when they do find themselves in a serious condition where they're going without, there's a place for government to come in and help, and that we don't stand by and tell people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. That's what we believe as Democrats. And I think many, many people in rural areas believe that too. They believe in helping each other, but they are portrayed as not. And I think if we don't presume, if we listen, and if we start from the fact that I have to learn what it is they mean when they say a gun, because to many people in one place, it's a handgun. And to someplace else, a gun is what you're taking to go shoot turkeys. Well, maybe, but it's a rifle or it's a shotgun or something. And it's not what they're thinking of. We're not necessarily talking about concealed weapons or anything like that. It's a different narrative. And both of them deserve to be talked about with fact, and not with anger and misunderstanding.
I think one of the things that is behind a lot of things that you're saying is this sense of respect for the another person. And I think a theme that really resonates in rural Wisconsin is the theme of community, because rural, you know, I have lived all my life in some rural aspect of Wisconsin. So I know that in one way or another, community is a part of a lot of rural people's lives, sometimes formally in belonging to a community club. You know, in the, say, many years ago, that was very common, that there were community clubs. That was the institutional social identity of many communities. And they didn't have, you know, they didn't have television, so they enjoyed each other's company at card parties, and they put on community plays and all kinds of amazing things that were done in community. And, of course, farming is... Jerry Apps and I have talked about it in a couple different shows, community. And I think that theme is still very prevalent in rural Wisconsin. What do you think, Janet?
Well, I think you're very right. And I think that we have to be willing to understand that community in one place is a different community in another. For some people, a community is a group of people getting together and discussing a book at the library. Someplace else, it is going to UW Extension and learning how to best can this new variety of huckleberries that are being grown or being experimented. Or when you want to have fun, some people go and, you know, they do one sort of thing. I don't even know if other people in the other area know what a pool league is. There are pool leagues all over the place. And I hope that people understand what a pool league is and how wonderful and important they are. But we all have community, and we cherish it and respond to it because we need it. It just might not be the same kind of community.
Well, we're drawing to an end, I'm sorry to say, Janet. I have a question for our trivia in respect to you and where you live. In what special categories does Lake Superior rank 1 and 2? In what special categories does Lake Superior rank 1 and 2? And I hope somebody will... reach out to me.
Oh, I can answer that, but I won't.
I don't.
Can I answer the...
Please
can
don't.
Can I answer the highest point? Can I answer the highest point?
Yes.
Tim's Hill, in my district, in Price County. Tim's Hill.
Thank you, Janet. I hope you'll come back.
And I won't spoil the other one.
I hope you'll come back as a guest again, because we got a lot to talk about. Thank you for being my guest.